I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's Bregman into left center field. Back at the wall and gone. Forget the tie. It's 6-5.
Bregman through his manager.
Here's Springer into right center field at the wall. That is gone. 7-5 AL.
I'm just so proud of these guys to enjoy this moment. You know, I mean, the World Series is obviously great. To see these guys in the dugout, interact with all these great players from around the league, genuinely just fired up to be here and then come up big in those moments. I've seen it before. I haven't seen it before in an All-Star game like this. Pretty proud of them.
Man, the rest of America's just got to be so jealous of Houston right now when it comes to baseball.
Sounds good to me.
Just got to be. When you watch a team that just has so many guys with gigantic sports testicles, you know what I'm saying? Balls. That's what they have. And it was so cool to watch last night. A game that looked like it was going to be just sort of your run-of-the-mill, benign 5-3 game. Thank you, Edwin Diaz, for allowing extra innings. And then you get that in extra innings. I was so frustrated. First, welcome in, everybody. The Triple Threat. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord.
Should we count the trophies? We'll get to that.
But yeah, we'll get to that. Ted Johnson as
I'm
well.
I'm not much of an exhibition guy, but that one was pretty cool last night.
Between that and the Home Run Derby, it was a really fun 2 days. It was a really good 2 days for baseball up in our nation's capital. So last night, I've got I can kind of empathize with guys like John McClain that are writing things on deadline. I promised the Houston Press I'd do like a summary of the All-Star game through like a Houston lens. Mm-hmm. So I've got the whole thing written like it's going to be a 5-3 win for the American League. And then
Charlie Morton would have been the winning
Charlie
pitcher.
I had that all written up, Rich. I had a paragraph on each of the Astros in the game.
Not doubting you.
Yeah. And so Charlie Morton was all ready to go. And all of a sudden, Edwin Diaz gives up a 2-run homer and it's 5-5. So I'm like, crap. So I put my computer down. I go in the other room to get a beverage. I go in the bedroom to tell Amy, yeah, the game just got tied up. I'm telling her, yeah, I had the whole thing written. Now I got to do a whole redo on the thing. So I'm gone for like 3 minutes. I come back and George Springer celebrating in the dugout. I'm like, what the hell happened? I missed the back-to-back. Thankfully, I got to rewind it, but I missed the back-to-back home runs. But these times, when these Astros get an opportunity to do things on a huge stage, I don't know that there's a more clutch team that I've ever rooted for in my lifetime. A team where I feel like just in big, and I know it's the All-Star game, but whatever. But that was a situation like Alex Bregman, like his second swing, home run. We're going to go win the All-Star game now, and I'll be
the
MVP.
The Astros owned the All-Star game.
They did, yeah. From
so many different angles.
Yeah, and it all started in like the seventh inning. You know, like they were persona non grata for a while, but it was a cool night last night.
It's cool because if you think about where this, again, we brought this up yesterday where, I was watching the All-Star game 5 years ago. Sean, who was starting for the Astros 5 years ago?
Their lone representative was Jason Castro, yeah, who I don't even know if he got in the game.
Yes. Career year, I think he hit .279.
Yeah, right.
So we've come a long way from those days, and to see so many Astros doing well in the All-Star game and just kind of being a centerpiece for, I mean, Verlander and then Jose Altuve, some of the best at their positions in the league doing their thing. And I think it was a kind of maybe in some ways a coming out party for Alex Bregman. You know, it's kind of like everybody take notice of me. Not that people should know who he is, who are fans of baseball, but even more so the way he was, what he did last night, and then Springer doing what he did. Just, I mean, those guys were hitting home runs like that in the World Series last year, man.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody saw them doing that last year in the World Series.
Even nice to see Jose Altuve get off his All-Star schneid and pick up that first base hit.
That's surprising to hear when I heard that. I didn't realize that was his first base hit.
First hit by an Astro in the All-Star game since 2011, Hunter Pence.
It's been a while. I don't know about how you guys feel about it or how you watched the game last night, but as I'm watching that game last night, even if the Astros hadn't owned it, which they did, of course, and won the game, you know, the game had won by a couple of guys in Astros uniforms, I was planning to come in here and tell you I'm not sure I've ever enjoyed an All-Star game telecast as much as I did last night. There is a new generation. There's new technology. There's new means being employed to connect us even closer to the players on
you
the
like
field.
You like those in-game interviews.
I love the players mic'd up. I love the in-game. I love mic'd up players in the field. Mm. And I know Springer did it a couple of years ago, and there was a lot, or last year maybe, a lot of talk you know, it took some courage, given that he's a guy who still deals with a stutter and is campaigning for people afflicted with that. I love the mic'd up players. The in-game interviews I like. I love the fact that I don't know if they're allowed to actually stream live on their phones during the game. I'm not sure of that. But immediately after the game, there were all sorts of videos that have been taken by players in the dugouts, on the fields, in the locker rooms that were available on the internet. So, I mean, I love that. The access is unprecedented. And I know I'm not breaking any news that access is like it's never been before in 2018. But it made last night as fun as it's ever been.
Yeah, look, baseball has a challenge marketing-wise right now, competing with the NBA and the NFL.
Yeah.
And they're not going to make it all up in one fell swoop. It's going to be little things along the way.
I think last night will go down as a moment.
Well, I feel like a lot of people who didn't know anything about Francisco Lindor, didn't know anything about Charlie Blackmon, other players who were mic'd up during the game, that those were 10-minute windows where you got to feel their personalities. You got to kind of learn what they were all about. They were answering questions. Like Francisco Lindor, and I know he's a great player and baseball fans know who he is and things like that, but you would hope, if you're baseball, that some casual fans were dialed into that game last night and they're watching not only the personality, but just the unique way that baseball was able to present itself.
Absolutely.
I wish they could do some of that during the regular season.
I know
they can't.
That's asking a lot, though, right?
It is.
And it's funny.
I think that's the next step. I think Rob Manfred should champion some of that type stuff.
There's
going to
be maybe
season.
some fight back, maybe from the Players Association.
They
I don't know.
Collect with the millennials. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, is there a sport though, Rich, though, that has a bigger divide as far as old school versus new school?
The line is blurring.
I'm listening to people talk about how
they didn't like
that. They just want guys to play baseball. They don't want to hear them talking about things.
I've come around myself, Ted.
And
I used to be the guy who said,
I was the old school guy too,
right?
Bat
flip.
And I was
the
old guy
staring at that home run.
I love it now. I think it's like, okay, baseball is it needs something like this, and it's going
to
take the old school guys, the old school managers, the old school whatever coaches, and the old school players are going to have to get on this new train because it's left the station, man.
I agree. Every available means by which they can make a stronger connection with their targeted demographic, they should do, and that includes, of course, social media. Now, Sean, you used the phrase, we got to know Francisco Lindor more than we ever had, and this player and that player. There's a dark side to it also, because we got to know a little bit more about Josh Hader last night.
Yeah, how weird was that?
And that's obviously a sad...
It's a world we live in, man.
It's a sad, unfortunate situation. But yeah, we saw on display last night, the other side of that access.
For those who don't know...
Josh Hader is a former Astros farmhand.
He
left in the Carlos Gomez deal.
He came over in the Bud Norris trade.
In the Bud Norris trade, thank you.
Yeah.
Who... is an all-star this year for the Milwaukee Brewers and got in the game last night. Pitched well until Joey Votto dropped that pop-up.
And then he gave up the home run. Yeah,
right.
You're right.
Exactly. But apparently, because of that high-profile appearance last night, someone somewhere did some digging in his a Twitter account, I guess it was.
Yeah, back to 2011.
And they found...
Bad stuff.
I can read these. One tweet is white power, LOL. One is KKK. One drops an N-bomb. And one says, I hate gay people. So misogyny, homophobia, racism. And it all goes back to when he was 17 and 18 years old.
Was 7 years ago.
Right.
So he's 24 years old now.
Right, exactly. So obviously the question becomes, regardless to what degree he apologized, and he really couldn't apologize more than I think he did last night.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did say, I'm not making excuses, and made a couple. But that being said, where do you weigh in on a dynamic like this where someone is exposed as a dumb teenager saying really dumb, stupid, threatening things on social media, but now as a 24-year-old has not exhibited any of that type of behavior privately or publicly?
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
I think you have to keep that in mind. I think I think you have to kind of look at the man now.
Yes.
And what have you seen from him now? And if any of this stuff, if there's some kind of some residual from it, or you can maybe, you've heard some stuff or you've seen some behavior in him that would suggest maybe he still feels like he did when he was 17, then there's a real concern. But we haven't, right?
And I realize this is a topic for maybe even most of another segment.
Yeah.
And the only reason I mentioned it was because you had said, you know, well,
social media.
We got
stuff,
to know these guys better last night. And unfortunately, we got to know Josh Hader a little better last night.
Well, at least the 17-year-old Josh Hader. Yeah. Like, baseball has spoken on this, and they're not going to suspend him or anything, obviously. They are going to make him go to sensitivity training and diversity training.
Inclusion initiatives,
and which are all good things to do for somebody who had that on their Twitter account.
But it doesn't ruin anything for me as far as last night's enjoyment.
Of course not. No. Does it make me a bad person to say, wow, this is an intriguing storyline? I mean, I hate that somebody has that kind of hate in their heart, but I'm not naive enough to think that there aren't a lot of people like that. To me, it was like the Laremy Tunsil situation.
It wasn't
so much the tweets. It
was
the timing of it was incredible. This is happening while he's on the mound. You know, like, and Laremy Tunsil, for those who don't remember, is the Ole Miss player who could have been the first pick in the draft a couple of years ago, wound up going, I think, 13th to the Dolphins. He was a tackle. Videos surfaced online an hour before the draft of him with a marijuana gas mask on, and it caused this drop for this plummet to him to the Dolphins. So the timing of it was what really kind of got to me. I'm like, wow, this is happening while he's on the mound right now. Did you guys hear what they had to do with his family?
I did.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, his family all had on
Hader jerseys. And is there more unfortunately appropriately named guy right now in sports than Josh Hader?
Yeah, Hader or Hated.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That was sad.
They had to give them generic jerseys.
Yeah,
they had to
give
them just all-star game. Yeah. They had Hader jerseys on. They said, why don't you take these off and wear these? And it had no name on the back.
Right. That's tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of ruins the day for him and his family.
There's another question of somebody's motivated to do that, to find this stuff and to release it when they did. So it's a great lesson for everyone. You know, I mean, what can potentially, I mean, these guys were paying for past sins, man, right? Social media allows people to hold information. And then when they feel the time is right, boom.
One of the big PR lessons is the second you think you're going to be going pro in something, the second a scout comes up to you and says, hey, son, we'd like to talk to you about playing for the whatever team. On that day, you delete your Twitter account and you start over again with a new Twitter account.
Yeah, good advice.
There's going to be a few slip through the cracks, though. People who don't do that.
Yeah, no, there's Rich.
Yeah.
The minority, the very small minority are the ones who actually do that right now, I think. I think most players head to the league with their Twitter account still, you know, going back to 2010 or whatever, like Josh Hader did. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.